ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। There's a time and a place for everything. And in the middle, we already started Shravan Kirtan. So not that any time you put a garland. Now I've been going through Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, discussing various names of Vishnu. Many of these names are not very well known. It's difficult for us, especially in Kali Yuga, to remember 1,000 names. I mean, we can memorize Vishnu Sahasranama, but if we meet someone, generally we know them by one name. A person may have a few names. He may be known in his office as Mr. Srinivasalu, or if he's the bank manager, he may be known as Manager Sahib. At home, he may be Papa. To his mother may have some pet name that she keeps for him. Just a few names. For Krishna, there are some very well-known names. Actually, there are quite a few of them, if we start to think. Krishna, Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Vanshidhari, Venudhari, Vrindavan Chandra, Madhusudan, Hari, Bhaktavatsala. There are many names of Krishna which are well known. Damodar, now is the month of Damodar going on. But the name I'm going to discuss just now, that's not a very well-known name, and even if we say it, you may not know, you may not understand what it means. The name is Kshama. Kshama, not Rama. Kshama. Ksha. First letter is Ksha. Kshama. So this Vishnu Sahasranam gives us the opportunity to discuss in detail the qualities that make Vishnu, or that characterize him, and why should we worship him? Why? What's so great? If someone asks, well, what's so great about Vishnu? So they may ask in a disparaging way. Okay, sit down. Let's discuss Vishnu Sahasranama. Just sit down for a few days. And we'll discuss. And then it will go on and on. Of course, the atheists, they don't have faith in such discussions. That's their misfortune. But the devotees take great pleasure. And of course, we who are, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, followers, are recipients of the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we don't even speak of Vishnu so much as Krishna. Of course, they're non-different in one sense, but they are also different in 4 senses. The 4 senses are Rupa Madhuri, Prema Madhuri, Leela Madhuri, and Rupa Madhuri. That Krishna's Rupa, his form, is, even though the form of Narayana is transcendentally, exquisitely, incomparably beautiful, but Krishna's is, even though the form of Narayana is unlimitedly beautiful, but Krishna's is more unlimitedly beautiful. And Leela Madhuri, Krishna's pastimes, are especially very, very sweet. The form of Krishna is very sweet, The pastimes of Krishna are very sweet. His flute is very sweet. And his love is very sweet. So some of the names, if we say them, what is the meaning? It may be difficult to grasp, but may be difficult to grasp at first. This name is Kshama, which means he who is diminished or in a diminished form. So this Vishnu Sahasranam gives us the opportunity to analyze how every word describes Krishna. Even words that, if they're applied to others, would seem to be disparaging or pejorative. When applied to Krishna, then we find all different angles of vision. So Krishna, he's in a diminished form. That means, what does that mean? He was great and he became small. Well, that doesn't sound very good, does it? Just like sometimes you see an old man. Many years ago, I met one sannyasi, old sannyasi, bent over. He told me that when he was young, at this time I was about 30 years old, so it must have been about 30 years ago. He told me that when he was young, when he was my age, he was a wrestler, and he could pick up five or six people of my size at the same time and just throw them to the other side of the room. But now he can't go anywhere except with a stick on one side and holding on to someone else on the other side. His form had diminished. But Krishna's form doesn't diminish. Ajopi san avyayatma, he says. Bhutanam ishvaropi san. Prakriting swam adishtaya sambhavami atma mayaya. Krishna says, although I am unborn and I am avyaya atma, my form never expends or diminishes. And although I am the Lord of every living being, still I appear in my original transcendental form in this material existence. Please don't talk. Out of my own mercy. So Krishna, his form never diminishes. That's one of his names, Avyaya. And another name is that Kshama. He does diminish. So how do you say? Well, if something is A, it can't be non-A. That's basic logic. It can't be something and not that at the same time. If you say, here is a glass of milk, it can't be at the same time not a glass of milk. It can't be both at the same time. But with Krishna, everything is possible. You all understand that? No, you can't understand it. Just accept it, that's all. Actually, even in this quantum theory, they have the idea that is it a wave or is it a particle? It can't be both a wave and a particle. It's either a wave or not a wave. Or it's either a particle or not a particle. Schrödinger, is the cat alive or dead? Well, that's another example. Anyway, what does it mean that Krishna's in it if we see someone's form is diminished? Another way you can diminish someone's form is by chopping their legs off. Right? Or somehow, for instance, if someone tries to cross the rail tracks when a train is coming and trips over, then he may have his legs amputated free of charge, cut off by the incoming train. So it may say in his identity card, height 1.6 meters, and then afterward it comes down to 1.2 meters because he lost his legs, so his form diminishes. But Krishna, When we say that his form is diminished, it's he can do that. That means he can show a very big form and then a very small form. Just like Krishna showed the Vishvarupa to Arjuna, very big form. And then again, he showed a small form. That's up to him. He's actually not diminished, but that is the perspective of the seer, or what he shows to us. Brahma, this is the Dhammadhammas, remembering Krishna's pastimes. No, I'll get back to Brahma later. So Mother Yashoda, she thought she would tie up Krishna. So she brought some rope to tie him up. And in a cow, in a house of people who keep cows, there are always plenty of ropes that you can understand for tying up the cows, for tying up the calves, for tying their legs at the time of milking. But she couldn't tie him up. Why is that? Because he appears very small. Even bringing all the ropes in the house, she couldn't tie him up. Because actually Krishna's bigger than you think. Another example, Brahma, he is born from Narayana, very big form of Narayana, Darbo Dakshay Vishnu, huge form. So when he saw Krishna playing, because he'd gone actually to see Kshira Dakshay Vishnu and invite him, please come to the earth because there are so many disturbances from the demons. So Krishna came, and one time Brahma saw this little boy. You can see the picture. That's a B.G. Sharma picture, looks like, of Krishna, Balaram, and the cowherd boys. And if we think about God, all majestic, all powerful, being praised. It doesn't look like God because he's just playing with some cows. So Brahma, he was under the conception that God must be very big. And here's a little boy, Krishna. He's just a little boy. And he's not even very important. He's just living in some jungle. But then, after Brahma had stolen Krishna's playmates and his calves, and Krishna remanifested the calves. He remanifested, he manifested himself as all the calves and the boys. And Brahma came, and he saw that each of these forms was a Vishnu form expanded from Krishna, and each Vishnu form was being praised by many Brahmas, Shivas, Indras, Chandras. Then he understood, oh, I made a mistake. So Krishna is the biggest, but if he likes, he can appear in a apparently diminished form. Another example is Vamana Dev, just a little dwarf. It means very small. But he expanded himself to be so big that in two steps he covered the whole universe. And then again he became very small. So he's known as Urukrama, one who made very big steps. But he'd promised, he'd taken a promise from Bali Maharaj that he would take three steps of land belonging to Bali Maharaj. So he'd only taken two. He said, you cheated me. You said you're going to give me 3 steps, but you don't even have enough land to give me. You were saying I can give you. You said to me, why are you only taking 3 steps? I'll give you more. But with 2 steps, I covered everything that you have. So you're just a big bluffer. You're just a big talker. You can't actually, you only had 2 steps to give me. You don't have any more. So then Bali Maharaj offered his head, and Vamanadeva, with that little step over his head, he felt that this one step is more than stepping over the whole universe. What was the biggest step he took? The first step or the second step? No, the third step. In terms of space, it was only a very small step. But because he stepped over his devotee, he thought, this is very nice. And actually, by stepping over the head of Bali Maharaj, then, although he, by trickery, he had conquered Bali Maharaj, actually, he became conquered by Bali Maharaj, because Bali Maharaj completely gave himself. So Vamanadeva felt, now he has given himself to me, so now I must give myself to him. And he became the doorman, the menial servant, the doorman at the gate of Bali Maharaj's palace. So we shouldn't underestimate him. He's in a small form, Vamanadeva, in a very small form. And we may think, just some little boy. But he's not any ordinary little boy. As Ravana found out, as Ravana was wandering around the universe, bullying everyone, he came to Sutala, where Bali Maharaj was living, with Vamanadeva as the doorman. He's the security guard. Usually you want a good, strong man as a security guard, but there was just some little boy. So Ravana, in his usual arrogance, he didn't bother stopping to take permission from the security guard. He just started marching in. He probably didn't even look at Vamanadeva. Just some little boy, what's this? A security, Vamana Security Services, Private Limited. He didn't even bother looking at him. What kind of big king is this Bali? He can't even afford a proper security. He has some child labor as his security guard. You'll have to report him to the Telangana state government. Oh, that's Sutala state government. So he was just marching in. All of a sudden, he felt a kick in his backside. And it was such a powerful kick, it kicked him to the other side of the universe. That was Vamanadeva's kick. So he may be very small, but don't underestimate him. Don't think because he's small that he's not powerful. Krishna also, he was misunderstood. The various demoniac kings, they misunderstood Krishna. They thought, well, he's just some cowherd boy. Why should we bother about him? Kamsa, he used to say that he would send all these demons to attack Krishna, and he would get news one after another. Sorry, your friend you sent, he was killed by Krishna, one after the other. So Kamsa, he never took it seriously. He said that, somehow he killed my friend Keshi when Keshi was just a little inattentive, and people rate him very highly because he caught some little water snake called Kaliya. And in this way he tried to diminish Krishna's glories. So many kings, Shishupal, Jarasandha, they thought, well, he's just something, someone like us, because he looks, Krishna takes a man-like form. He appears as if he's just one of us, but he's always completely powerful. So we shouldn't think that because Krishna appears to be like an ordinary person, that he is an ordinary person. Therefore, we should understand Krishna through the authorized Shastra, Gita, Bhagavatam, Vishnu Sahasranam, and so on. Anoraniyan Mahato Mahiyan, as described in the Vedas, that Krishna is the smallest of the small and the biggest of the big. Generally we think of God, he's the biggest of the big, but he's also the smallest of the small. He's outside everything, he's inside everything. That is God. He's Baladev Vidya Bhushan, our Gaurya Vaishnav commentator on the Vishnu Sahasranam, gives the meaning that he, of this name, Kshamaha, he is within all the planets. Now the scientists have various theories that the planets are all holding each other in position by gravitational force. There's a problem with that theory. Even they, I'm not saying it, they recognize themselves that according to their theory, the universe needs a lot more mass in it. They say gravity is produced by mass. But there's not nearly enough mass in the universe to generate all the gravitational force that we see. So, never mind, the scientists, they discovered this problem and then they came to the rescue. They invented invisible mass, dark matter. You can't see it, touch it, taste it, smell it, or feel it, but it must be there, otherwise our theory doesn't work. This is called science. Sometimes they say, can you show us God? Why are you demanding to see God? Well, if you can't see, it's not scientific. That's what they say. But they make up these theories that there's dark matter, and then there's dark energy, and then they can't. They make up all these things because their theories don't work. But actually, who's holding all the planets is Krishna. He is the principle. He is the controller by which all the planets stay in their orbits. Yasya prabhapabhavato jagad anda koti kotishvashesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam govindam adi purusham tamaham vajami. Govinda, that Krishna who is dancing with the cowherd boys and the cowherd girls on separate occasions, who is the original personality of Godhead, he maintains all the planets in their orbits, he enters into them, and he ordains for them different atmospheres. So it's Krishna who holds everything together. And maybe scientifically you can explain it some way or other. The gravity theory seems to be outdated or in trouble. Another meaning is, because each Sanskrit word, you can analyze it in different ways. So another meaning is that he who remains without any scarcity or insufficiency. In this material world, especially in this Kali Yuga, we're always afraid that we won't be able to pass our life. Will we be able to pass our life with everything that we need? Now the price of dal went so high, people are afraid if it goes higher, then we'll have to stop eating dal. then the price of rice and everything will go so high, and then what will we eat? The government is trying to promote all different industries. There's the answer. We'll eat our cell phones. Please turn your cell phones off. They're promoting industries, but you can't eat computer chips. Well, I guess you could, but it's not a very healthy diet. You can't eat nuts and bolts. The people are in anxiety. So their solution is, well, let's kill animals and eat them. But the animals also have to eat vegetable food. So Krishna, he doesn't have any scarcity. Krishna has everything. If we take shelter of Krishna, we also won't have any scarcity. But if we take shelter of Krishna thinking, Krishna, just give me whatever I want. Give me food, give me money. Dhanam dehi, rupam dehi, rupavati bharya dehi. These prayers to Durga are like this. Give me money, give me beauty, give me a beautiful wife. But this is not bhakti. There's no love. Simply asking, give us this day our daily bread. There's no love. Give me this, give me that. It's like a spoiled child. Hey, Papa, give me this, give me that, give me that, give me that. There's no love. Anyway, he's giving, but if the child appreciates, then the parents, their love for their child, anyway, the parents love the children, even if the children are brats. But if the parents, if the child reciprocates, and they're loving in reciprocation, then the love of the parents increases over and over. So in the same way with Krishna, instead of going to him with our shopping list, give me this, give me that. If instead we are appreciative of Krishna, then he will be very pleased to give us everything, and as an exchange of love. This bhakti, this, people should understand what is this bhakti. What is bhakti? It's not simply you worship and you get something back. But real bhakti means we don't want anything from Krishna. We just want to serve him out of pure love. It's an exchange of love. Even if a devotee is very poor, devotee may be very poor, he doesn't have much money, but he's completely full in his heart with love for Krishna. He doesn't need money, jewelry, gold, 2 crore, car. He doesn't need all these things. He's quite satisfied in any condition because he's always wrapped in love of Krishna. So this religion of give me this, give me that. People who take God as the order supplier, supplying the fuel for the burning fire of sensual desires in their heart. Such people, they will not take any interest in discussing Vishnu Sahasranam. What's the point? Why should we bother? Why discuss all these things? You pray to God, he blesses you, bas, finished. No need of anything else. For those who have love for Krishna, they like to discuss. This is their pleasure. They like to discuss the glories of Krishna. Natchita madgata prana bodhayantah parasparam katayantas chamang nityam tushyanti charamanti. This very sweet verse in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that devotees, they've made me one with their mind. Their consciousness is completely absorbed in me. And madgata prana, Their life air has gone to me. They've put their life, their mind, their consciousness, their very life is completely absorbed in me. And they like to, my devotees like to discuss among themselves. And in this way, they feel great satisfaction and pleasure by discussing about me. So this is bhakti ras, which devotees they can appreciate. Those who take God as a supplier of bread, they cannot appreciate. I think for South India they have to change that. Give us this day our daily rice, or give us this day our idlis. Today is a special day. We'll eat idiyappam. Give us, give us, give us. But devotee finds pleasure. Patrang pushpang phalang tayam yome bhaktya prayachati. Tadaham bhaktyu paharestam ashnami prayatatmana. Devotee takes pleasure in offering Krishna fruit, flower, leaf, and water, and Krishna takes pleasure in eating them. Ashnami, he says, I eat it, that which is offered to me with love. Another meaning of this name, Kshama, he by whom all other forms diminish. So we may be very proud of our form, or some beautiful film actress may be very proud of her beauty. But that beauty is just borrowed from Krishna. Radha and Krishna. So all the beauties in the world, they, in comparison with Krishna, they're insignificant. There's a narration given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the, what is that, 12th canto, 11th or 12th, that Nara Narayana, the rishis, they were performing tapasya, austerities. And Indra, whenever he sees these rishis performing austerities, seriously, he sends some apsaras, some dancing girls, to seduce them, to make them fall down. Because he's afraid that if they become too powerful by austerity, they'll, by the power of their austerity, they'll come up to Swarga Loka, and then there'll be a problem for me. They'll take over by their power. So he sent these dancing girls, and they were dancing around, ding, 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 like the movies, like that. And Naranara and Rishi watch them. He said, "So, Indra, you like beautiful girls, do you? Okay." And they produced out of their mystic potency so many girls, each one millions of times more beautiful than the most beautiful girls that Indra had, and he'd send to tempt them. You like beautiful girls? Here, take one of them, whichever one you want. So they can produce millions of beautiful women, but not interested. By his potency, he diminishes the potency of those who think, I am very great. If anyone thinks I am very great, Krishna, in the form of time, cuts them down, one after another. So many big men, so many great men were there in the 20th century. So many great men here in India, Gandhi, Nehru, Subhash Chandra Bose, Sardar Patel, all great men, they're all cut down by time, they're all gone. Where are they now? Their names are just there, they're gone. Everyone is cut down by Krishna in the form of time. But for his devotees, Krishna not only doesn't diminish them, but he expands their glories. He lifts them up. Even if a devotee doesn't want to be glorified, Krishna, he wants that his devotees will be glorified. So when the whole universe is diminished and finished, Krishna remains. That's another meaning of the name Kshama. The remainder, the leftover, whatever is left over, he remains. He is permanent. He is eternal. I'll just go through one more name now. Name 445 in this edition. Samihana. That's another name. Someone asks you, which god do you worship? Who is your Ishtadeva? And you say, Samihana. Which? Who? What? Samihana. Which one is that? Vishnu. Those who know Vishnu Sahasranam, they will know this name. But nowadays people don't know. Previously, so many people knew. Now they don't know. They know the name of cricket stars and politicians and film stars, but they don't know the names of Vishnu. They've all become fools and rascals and lowest of mankind. This is India Today. There's this magazine, India Today. I presume it's still running on. India Today means all the rascals, that's all. All simply rascals. So, Samihana Baladev Vidyabhushan gives the meaning that pious and intelligent persons aspire to attain him. As Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, all these names can be understood in relation to Gita. All the descriptions are given in Gita and Bhagavatam. Yeshaṁ tvantakataṁ pāpam janānāṁ punya karmanam pidvanva moha nirmukta bhajante māṅgiravrataha. Krishna says that persons who are finished with all sinful activities, they've stopped, they're not, they may have been impious in the past, they stopped, all sinful reactions are finished, and who act very piously, and who are free from the duality of delusion, that means they're very intelligent, such persons worship me with dhṛṇa, with determination. In Bhagavad Gita also we find the term used many times, buddhi yoga, the yoga of intelligence. Krishna says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam bhajatam vidhi purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamo payanti te. Krishna says that for those who worship me always, Priti Purvakam, with love, I give them the intelligence by which they can come to me. So people who are actually pious and intelligent, they aspire to worship Krishna. Some people will say Shiva is supreme. Many people now say Sai Baba is supreme. There's no theology, there's no philosophy, there's no Shastra. There's nothing behind it. It's just some public belief that Sai Baba is God. But Krishna, actually, if we analyze according to all Shastras, Krishna is that one person who is supreme, who we should aspire to worship. But only people who are very pious and intelligent and understand this. Another meaning is he who establishes everyone in their position. That means Indra. Who gets the post of Indra? Who will be the next Indra? Krishna decides. And he keeps Indra in his position. He's often wobbling and tottering, but Krishna keeps him in his position. Brahma, they all get their position and are kept in their position by Krishna. Even in this world, we have little leaders who to us seem to be very big. At the present time, there is Narendra Modi in India and Vladimir Putin in Russia and Barack Obama in America, and they all seem to be very big people. Well, they are, but it's like in a tank where there are some fish, and there are little fish and big fish. But after all, it's just a little tank with some fish. So like that, the President of the United States, the Prime Minister of India, the Prime Minister of whatever, of Russia, they all seem to be very big, but they're all very small. But anyway, they got their position, grace of Krishna. He put them in their position. He's also the well-wisher of everyone. He wishes well for everyone in the creation, which is why he comes here and speaks Bhagavad Gita. It's not that he just creates this world and then abandons it, like some game. He sets it up and then he gets fed up of it and then he ignores it. But Krishna, he, although he's aloof from this creation in one sense, but he doesn't get involved in all the day-to-day affairs of everyone directly. But he is concerned as the well-wisher of everyone, Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam. He's concerned that everyone can come out of this material existence and come to him. Therefore he comes, he gives the process of dharma by which people can be purified. He gives us the process of bhakti by which people can become fully in love with him. Krishna is the well-wisher of all living beings, of the whole creation. Jagat, that name is there, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo. So Jagat Hit, one who desires the welfare of the whole creation. Krishna, this name, Samihana, is derived from a Sanskrit root which means to desire, to strive for. So Krishna doesn't have to strive for anything, but he gets others into a position in which they have to work in various ways. He sets the deva. He can personally oversee all the affairs of the creation, but he puts the demigods like Indra and Chandra and Vayu. He puts them into their positions so they can do some work. They can have some service for him. He doesn't need them. He can do everything himself, but he puts them in their position so they can do some service to him. So, Hare Krishna, I'll finish there. For now. Just for now. There are many more names to speak on. 445 means there are another 555 names to speak on. Hare Krishna. Any question about this place?
Can
that name be given to the deity form? Yes, just as Krishna himself, although he is everything, Vasudeva Sarvam, that he appears in a human-like form. So deity also, he appears in a form suitable for us. That is His kindness. As Srila Prabhupada once explained, if we had to worship the Virata Rupa, the Vishva Rupa, the huge form of Krishna, then it would be very difficult to dress Him. All the cloth factories in the world, we wouldn't be able to produce enough cloth to dress Him. But He appears in a small form, so it's very convenient for us to dress Him. That's His kindness. He appears in the deity form. So, Hare Krishna. We'll finish there. Hare Krishna. If you want to put this garland, you can put it now. Not in the middle, when we're already started. Kirtan and Katha. All right. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yeah. So, what's going on? You want to talk about that then? Please wait, don't go away, because there'll be the Damodar Arati, a special prayer to Krishna in the form of Damodar. Everyone gets the opportunity to offer a lamp and perform arati to Krishna, and then after that there will be distribution of Mahaprasad to one and all. Hare Krishna. Thank you everyone for coming. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Ah, yes. Yeah, please do.